These media houses are not only talking about politics, if the issue is politics. The media houses are not also reporting about Juba. The media houses are reporting all the issues that are happening from South Sudan. Indeed, if you open Sudan Tribune before, you will find that it reports issues across the nation. If you open Sudan Tribune also, it gives you information across, up to the Buma level. And this is what the people of South Sudan want.
If there were some reports that prompted the government to close down these two websites, what then should be done?
If these media houses have a problem with some individuals in the country, the communication is two ways. Why do those individuals communicate to those media houses and react to the issues that are happening, maybe that are not true?
As a union of journalists in the country, what is your concern now that it is 2 weeks since the two websites were closed down in the country?
This is our concern. We actually have asked the government and even the media authority to find out what is the problem of closing these media houses.
As the country currently is in a process of national dialogue towards peaceful resolution of the conflict in South Sudan, how do you see this affecting this process?
The effect is very big, Awan. The effect is very big. Because, you know, these media, these two media houses or more who were closed, which were closed rather, they are not only read here in Juba, but they are read all over the world. South Sudan is one of the target audience in the publication of these media houses. And if you look at the South Sudanese now, we have thousands who are now in the refugee camps. We have those in diaspora, and we have those inside here. We need to inform ourselves. Like now, the issue of the dialogue. We have South Sudanese who are inside, and we have South Sudanese who are outside. They need to get clear information about the dialogue. Clear objectives of the dialogue. What is the purpose of this dialogue? And then communicate it to the people of South Sudan in their various locations, whether inside or outside. And this media that are closed are the ones that are expected to communicate to the South Sudanese who are outside. Now that we have closed this, I don't think there is an effective media who can inform the people of South Sudan as much as these two or more media houses that are actually concerned with the issues of South Sudan. So that's why I'm saying the effect is big unless we really come to again review this kind of decision taken by the government closing this. Then I think we are going to have a big problem of communication. I don't know if there are other media that the government may think it will really inform the people outside there effectively. The nearest is just here in the camps, and they cannot now know what is happening because...
Okay, now what final message you would like to send?
Let us not take the media as an enemy. The media is just a medium of... The media is just there to facilitate and disseminate information from the bottom to the top and from the top to bottom. And we need the people of South Sudan to be rich with the information. They should actually get information correctly so that they can be able to take sound decisions based on the facts and the truth about what is happening within our environment in the Republic of South Sudan. But if we resort to issues of closure of media houses, or maybe for the sake of journalists, they face a lot of problems in the hands of such a situation, then we will be taking the media backwards instead of going ahead, you know? So my appeal to the government, to the civil society, to the non-stakeholders, and the general to the public is that let us be friendly to the media so that we use the media to have information around us so that through this information we can be able to decide and then be able to share information and be able to now continue with our program. But if the communication is not there, what will happen to this country?